Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Jeremiah 31, verse 3, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Let's take a moment and look at the kind of self-talk that can increase feelings of depression and keeps us stuck there. For example, instead of simply saying, I made a mistake, we say, I'm a total failure. Instead of saying, I accidentally tripped, we say, I'm clumsy. Instead of just saying, I ate too much, we say, I'm a pig. And when we label ourselves with such titles, we reinforce our problems and may begin to feel worse. Let God change the harmful misconceptions you have of yourself, such as, if somebody criticizes me, it means I'm worthless, or I have to be loved and accepted by everybody in order to feel fulfilled, or I can't admit an area of weakness, I must be perfect or else I'm a failure. Those are the kinds of misconceptions that can increase depression. Jesus knew the importance of correct thinking when he said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. The good news is you can live free from depression. How? By establishing a personal relationship with Christ. This may not automatically cure all your depression, but without him in your life, you don't have the power to change. When Christ comes into your life, he gives you a new purpose, new power, and a new perspective. You need something greater to live for than your own interests. People who live only for themselves often end up depressed. You need something bigger, something that draws you out of yourself. And that something is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Through him, and with appropriate support from a medical professional if needed, you can conquer depression. From Vision's Word for Today, God's Remedy for Depression, Part 5.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.